Hey, welcome to We Live on a Planet. It's Wednesday, December 26, 2018. This is episode 305. It's currently here in upstate New York, 26 degrees. Feels like it's 20 degrees. Highs are going to be about 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are blowing out of the south at 5 miles per hour. How was your Christmas? Do you celebrate it? Oh, yeah. Woo, I feel like a baby elephant. I feel like Babar. All right, that's enough. Thank you. Oh, man, I ate too much. I had a lot of ham, made a spiral ham dinner for my family when they came over yesterday, my daughters. It's nice to see them. It was nice to spend some time with them. I hope you got everything you wanted. I hope you didn't have a stressful time. Hopefully there was no fights at the holiday table. Fights are on Thanksgiving. Usually the people get together and grumble about religion or politics or whatnot. Something we won't talk about here at We Live on a Planet. Neither one of those usually. Every once in a great while, I might pull out my soapbox, get on it for a little bit, and then it goes right back in. I don't usually talk too much about that. That's the way we like it here. We do share a lot of positive quotes. We share history facts, random facts, take some phone calls. And we're going to do all that today and more maybe. So stick around. Come on back. When we come back, we'll dive right into a nice quote. I'll be back. I hope you come back, too. Welcome back. This is our quote from Carl Sagan. I loved Carl Sagan. He was a strange character. I loved the way he talked. Billions and billions of stars in the universe. He said, somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known. That's true. Somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known. Just have to find it. Think about it. There's places in the Amazon jungle where man has never stepped foot and creatures there that have never seen man. And it's just amazing to me. It's amazing how we've only really discovered a small portion of our solar system and our universe, a small portion of our oceans here on the planet Earth that we live on. What are we going to find? Incredible things are still waiting to be known, that's for sure. Thank you, Carl Sagan. I was feeling curious this morning. I hope you're feeling curious. And I typed in that simple phrase, I'm feeling curious, into Google, and this is what we got. Which president is on the $500 bill? Well, I've never even seen a $500 bill. Maybe you've seen one, maybe you haven't. They're pretty rare. The $500 banknote depicts President William McKinley, while the $1,000 denomination features a portrait of President Grover Cleveland. To put things in perspective, the scarcity of those notes, the total number of $500 and $1,000 bills printed in all three series, so they printed them in 1928, 1934, and then 1934-A. I don't know what that means with money. If you're a money person, you know exactly what those dashes mean. I don't. But just over 6.5 million of those were made. That seems like a lot to me when it says the scarcity, but I guess if they're saying there was only 6.5 million of them made, and that means that they're scarce, must be when they make banknotes, they make a lot more of them than that. I should have. See, usually what happens is these little things open up another can of worms for me and dive me down the rabbit hole a little deeper. And I should have done a little bit more research on that. Maybe I'll dive in a little bit more. I'm curious about that. It makes me curious. Have you ever seen a $500 bill or a $1,000 bill? I never have. I'd like to see one right now. I think the fat man in the red suit took it all. Let's head on over to the History Channel's website. And then when we come back, we'll dive right into some phone calls. Stick around. I'll be back. Why are we playing Jimmy Purple Haze? What's going on with that? Oh, I guess we'll find out, right? We are headed on over to the History Channel's website. And on this day in 1966, Jimi Hendrix writes Purple Haze. Here's one. This is kind of sad. I remember this. In 2004, that tsunami wreaks havoc in Southeast Asia. Do you remember? It was just a day after Christmas in 2004, that massive undersea earthquake occurred just off the coast of Indonesia. It was bad. That was crazy. Oh, also in 1966, besides Jimi Hendrix writing Purple Haze, the first Kwanzaa was celebrated. Today is Kwanzaa. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, it's the first, or they celebrated that back in 1966. Here's one in 1908. Jack Johnson, not the singer Jack Johnson, because obviously in 1908 he wasn't alive, but Jack Johnson, the first African-American to win the world heavyweight title. He wins the heavyweight title bout. Knocks out Canadian Tommy Burns in the 14th round in Sydney, Australia. I have friends out in Sydney, Australia. It's one of the greatest things about having a podcast is it's allowed me to meet a lot of great people. And I hope, hopefully you contact me too. We've got some phone calls and we're going to hear from some of my friends. And you can be one of my friends too and give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. What else do we have on this day? 1972, Truman dies. President Harry S. Truman. And we have, 1973, The Exorcist opens. Remember that? Yeah.
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier.
I miss Beetlejuice. That was a good movie, Beetlejuice. That's probably what they'll reboot next, is Beetlejuice. They do that. They just got to keep rebooting movies. I heard that, what the heck's that guy's name that played Captain Jack Sparrow? Johnny Depp. I heard he's out of playing Captain Jack Sparrow, and they're thinking about rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean. Huh. Crazy. It feels to me like there's only like maybe a handful of writers or something in Hollywood because they keep redoing these shows. I've talked about it before on this show. You know, Will and Grace, they brought back, which is funny. I mean, well, I'm not a sitcom guy anyways. I think they're too predictable. But a lot of these shows, they bring them back. Magnum P.I.? It's like, come on. There's is A-Team coming back? I know they made an A-Team movie, but is that going to be back on? Or Dukes of Hazzard? Oh, they would never do Dukes of Hazzard nowadays. Could never get away with that. And even though that show had, there was no racial undertones or anything, but that General Lee, that would piss a lot of people off. I grew up watching the Dukes of Hazzard, and I loved that show. They're just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. They're fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood, right? Whatever. Oh, my producer's just kind of looking at me funny. Hey, stick around. When we come back, we'll hear from you guys. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll be right back. What are we clapping for? Oh, hey, the phone's ringing. Can you get that? I think it's line one.
Good morning, and it's great hearing from you, Patrick. Yeah, Johnny was telling me he wants to interview you over on Instagram for his troubled kids. Maybe you can help him out with that. He'll probably be in touch with you soon, I'm sure. But yeah, it's great hearing from you as well. Hopefully you guys are going to have a great Christmas. We're getting ready for Christmas Eve. We're actually spending today with Johnny's mom because he's got to work on Christmas. But luckily not in the morning. He's going in the afternoon. So we at least get our Christmas morning together. We're going to celebrate Christmas today with his mom. So talk to you soon.
Hey, Sheena Diane, thank you for the phone call. I do appreciate that. And I would definitely be interested in doing an interview on Instagram with your husband, Gator Johnny, who deals with troubled kids. I'd be definitely down for that. I've got some stories that I'd like to share about overcoming adversities, addiction, mental health, and how there's been plenty of times I felt like giving up, but I just kept moving forward. And so I think that that would be something fun to do. And now you're saying, too, that you had to do Christmas on a different day. Doesn't that stink? That happens. So I grew up, my mom is a nurse, so there's plenty of times us growing up, and my wife's a nurse, so there's been plenty of times that we've had to celebrate Christmas on different days. Growing up, I had to because my mom might be working different days. And also being with my wife that we've been together this many years, there's been more than one time that she's had to work on Christmas. Hospitals and nursing homes, all that stuff, do not close on holidays, obviously. So yeah, it you know, it's all about getting together anyways. Christmas is so much more than just gifts, which you know anyways. You know it's about celebrating and spending time with family and friends, and I hope you had an awesome one. So thank you so much for the phone call. Looks like we have another phone call. We'll be right back. Stick around. Thanks again, Sheena.
Merry Christmas, Patrick. It's Maria. No, the applause is not gone. And I'm trying to get people excited and encouraged to use that applause button so that we can see who's listening. It's so fun. I think it's turning out to be a device issue. Some people are saying they don't have it. And the other day, yeah, the little clap hands didn't show on the screen when I applauded for you, but now they have been. So it's inconsistent. That's okay, too. And yeah, those applause buttons, they're awesome. They're awesome. So I'll talk to you later. Merry Christmas to you guys. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Yay, it's working. The applause button. Thank you, Maria. Thanks for the phone call. Maria had called into the station the other day. That's Maria Humphrey saying, you know, Patrick, I applauded your station the other day, but it didn't scroll on my device. If you're using the Anchor app, when you push, there's a little applause button, and a little hand would scroll across the screen or come down from the screen, cascade down, letting you know that you were clapping for that person. And it's just a device issue sometimes. I mean, you got to remember, too, Anchor is a very new platform. They're always constantly innovating and working out any bugs that they might happen. So anytime you put something new out, some bugs are going to come climbing in, and so they have to squash those bugs. And that just sounds like a small little bug that can be squashed pretty easy. But, you know, you're absolutely right. If you're listening through the Anchor app, the only way I know that you're listening is either by clapping or giving me a buzz and calling into the station. Times have changed. It used to be able to know that you knew exactly who was listening to. Now, if you're listening through another podcast provider such as Apple iTunes or Pocket Cast, there's no feature for me to know who's listening. It just tells me that it's an iTunes listener or a Pocket Cast listener, but it won't say John Smith is listening. Hey, John Smith, if you're out there listening, thank you for listening to me. I don't know any John Smiths, but I'm sure there's John Smiths out there in this world. Thank you, Maria, and Merry Christmas to you, too. Hey, we got time for some more phone calls. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thanks, Maria.
Yo, Dr. Johnny Fever, this is Venus Flytrap. I would love to be the first interview on your station in the new year. I would love to do an interview with you. Maybe we can talk some retro stuff or whatever, man. Just look, I'm stoked, man. I really appreciate that, dude. Yeah. So this is Venus Flytrap signing out, Johnny Fever. I would love to do an interview on your station. All right, peace.
That is Cyber Shots. Shots with the Professor, a.k.a. Venus Flytrap. And I am a.k.a. Johnny Fever to him. That's an inside joke that we've been having going for quite a while. We were WKRP and Cincinnati fans. We grew up watching that show about the radio, and it was fun. And, you know, I would absolutely love to do an interview with you the first of the month. That would be fun. I can't promise you'll be the first, but I would like to make you the first. That would be fun. I have I still have to do my interview with the writer of the movie Camp Colebrook, Alex Carl. And he's just a busy guy. The time of the holidays are busy. But him and I, we still have to get a interview in. Maybe I'll be able to get that in before the year is over. And then Cybershots, you and I can do something together here at We Live on a Planet. Or we could do it over on your podcast, however you would like to do that. If you want to be a part of the show, just like Cybershots just was, and you want to contact me or possibly be interviewed or just come on and talk, you can get a hold of me. It's really easy. It's WLOAP.com. That's my website. From there, you hit that little phone button and leave me a voicemail. Or if you're using the Anchor app, you know how to do it. Pretty easy. Thanks, Cybershots. I do appreciate the call. I hope you had a good holiday. I'll talk to you very shortly. Looks like we have another call. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Hey, Patrick, Snow Show, just calling everybody to wish them a great, happy, merry, merry Christmas. Hopefully you and your family are going to enjoy the green bean casserole, the the pies, the cakes, the hams, man. I hope you and your daughter have a great, oh yeah, and your wife have a great Merry Christmas, man. It's been a pleasure meeting you this year. Let the progress begin, man, and hopefully everything is going as great for you as it is over here. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you, Mr. No Show. That's Mr. No Show from No Show's Theater. I had a great Christmas. Thank you. It was. And we got plenty of green bean casserole into our bellies. I love that. I didn't get it for Thanksgiving, so I made a big thing of it. And my oldest daughter, Bethany, her boyfriend, Dylan, loves green bean casserole. So him and I were able to dive into that. And I have a lot of ham, I was saying at the beginning of the show. So we have a lot of treats left. You know what I didn't get my hands on this year that I love is cutout Christmas cookies, though. I did not get those, and I'm a fan of those. I just like sugar cookies. There's something about them. They're pretty good. I think I like cookies in general. I like anything sweet. Now that I am sober, I've definitely got a sweet tooth, and I'm sober from cigarettes and vaping, too. I've been doing pretty good about that and not doing that, so I feel pretty good. You know, I often talk about how much money I've saved from not drinking. I can't imagine how much money I'll save from not smoking. And not only money, just health-wise. I know that I've still been having a lot of, like, having to clear my throat and all that stuff just from all those years of putting those toxic chemicals into my body. And if you're out there struggling with any kind of addiction or anything like that, you know, somewhere something incredible is waiting to be known out there, and it could be just your sobriety. It could be any of that. So don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your loved ones if they're out there struggling. Try to help them. Try to have some understanding. Try to be non-judgmental and try to be curious today the best you can. Thanks for your time. I do appreciate it so much. Get a hold of me. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.